FM 90.3 WJTL Rend Collective, My Lighthouse. Cassie Crowns, Healer, good morning at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. I want to invite you to tune in today. Holly is going to be catching up
With Mark Hall from Cassie Crowns.
You can see Cassie Crowns live in concert with Kane and Ann Wilson on Friday, October 14th at Giant Center in Hershey. Ticket details at JunctionCenterProductions.com. That's 11:15 today.
Yeah, Holly's filling in for Nick this week, so that's pretty cool. Today, our very special guest from Jubilee Ministries, our friend Matt Hershey is here. Matt is the Chief Development Officer of Jubilee. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Great to have you back.
Good to be here.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Sure, I'll give a shout out to my son in college in Colorado.
Wow. He's probably
still in bed out there. Yeah.
I would think.
A couple hours earlier.
He just started back to school?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, a lot of high schoolers, college, heading back to school. And it's kind of nice to have a normal school year start.
It is. It's very nice as a parent to see things get back to normal.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Tell us about Jubilee Ministry.
Sure. Jubilee's mission is that we exist to serve those affected by incarceration, by being ambassadors of life change through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do that in two ways. We have 14 chaplains in 9 prisons around the state. And then we have an aftercare program in Lebanon for men and now women. We're just starting a women's program. So those folks coming out, and then we help them transition back to their families and communities.
Pretty cool. And we were just talking about how you started, you left pastoring and just started when COVID hit, and what a sort of trial by fire, but also you learned a lot about the inner workings of Jubilee Ministries.
Yeah, absolutely. And COVID had a big impact on prisons all over the place. Yeah. And so our chaplains and staff in our ministry programs and aftercare adapted tremendously to that, to be able to continue the ministry during that season. And we're glad to be coming out on the back end of that now.
Yeah, definitely. Now, one way that you fund what you guys do is through your thrift stores.
That's right. Yeah, we have 6 thrift stores around the Tri-County area and also an online store.
Yeah, and last time you were here, Annie was like, I've never been there, but since...
I told him this morning, I said I'd never been to a Jubilee, but I'd heard a lot about it, a lot of friends in the area talk about it, and since I have been, and they are great.
And by shopping there, you're supporting the men and women that we serve.
Which is so encouraging to have a deeper reason to...
Well, you get great deals, and you feel like, hey, I'm part of this team.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And so many people know our stores because they're very public, they're very out there, but they often don't know that why they exist, and those stores exist ultimately for the purpose of supporting the ministry work that we do, so we want to get that message out.
So special to be part of something bigger.
Yeah. If folks want to find out about your ministry, find out about your stores, they could visit you online.
Yes, they can, jub.org. Yeah. And they can visit us at Shop the Jube as well online.
That's pretty cool. And you have an event coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. Our annual fundraising dinner this year. It's our 33rd annual fundraising dinner. And we have 2 nights of that, September 22nd and September 23rd. And you can learn more about that on our website and hit the events tab and all kinds of good information there where we'll celebrate what God's doing in the lives of those we are privileged to serve.
And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. Check it out online, jub.org. We've got more music too. Micah Tyler, Passion, on the way.